So we are with Pat Romaine. And Pat, can you tell me the name of your VA company so I don't mispronounce it? Because I always want to call it like Vision, like French, but it's...
No, it's just the same. It's Vision VA.
It's just Vision VA. I don't know. I feel like Vision is so French and sassy, and being that you're from Montreal, it would, you know, I guess I made that up in my head. Anyway, Vision VA works great. So today we're going to talk about how you can market your VA services and your business more aggressively and get a little stronger with what you're doing. And based on the survey that you provided with me prior to this call, you said that your current marketing activities are social media, blogging, and your newsletter. Is that right?
Yeah.
And are you doing anything else other than those things?
I attend conferences sometimes. Actually, just one.
Okay. But those are your primary methods for marketing?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I just wanted to mention a couple of things about social media, blogging, and your newsletter, because they are phenomenal components to a marketing strategy, but ironically, they're actually not the best immediate lead generation tactics. And so specifically what I mean by that is if you're looking to obtain a client, let's say within the next 10 days, blogging and social media probably are not the best ways to go about that because they are very time intensive, right?
Yeah.
And basically, they're there to help establish you as an authority in your field, and they're there to help you establish connections with people. But you know, once you make that connection, you have to establish a relationship with them. You know, for the most part, you might be able to follow someone on Twitter who is in your ideal customer base, but they might not even notice you until you actually start engaging with them and having conversation with them, and that might take months for some people, or longer. So those strategies alone are not going to be effective enough for you to grow your business probably to the level that you want based on what you said you wanted your ideal business to look like. So I think there are some more traditional strategies that you could put in play that are going to work really well for you.
Okay.
So first, let's talk about some things that I think that you could hone in on a little more tightly in what you're doing right now. And that is your content is awesome. The stuff that you're doing in terms of your social media and your blogging, your newsletter, all that stuff is great. But one thing that I did notice in looking at your content is that it has a very generic target. That is, you talk about things like, you know, getting started with Facebook or creating a Facebook fan page, or you talk about, you know, the benefits of teleseminars, and all of these things are things that may potentially interest the people that you want to target, but they don't necessarily specifically target. Do you see what I mean? Like, the things that you talk about are a little bit more broad than the audience that you appear to want. And the reason that I say that is because you said in your survey that your target audience are clients that are not necessarily tech savvy, correct?
Yeah.
And they're primarily coaches, correct?
Exactly.
Okay, so for somebody who's not really that tech savvy and is in coaching, the things that you talk about might actually be over their head.
Okay. I didn't realize that.
You see, there's like a little bit of a disconnect between the content that you write and the people you actually want to serve. You know, because like maybe to them, they're thinking, oh, okay, you know, I want to get started with a Facebook fan page, but you know, if they're not really tech savvy, even talking about that, they might not even understand the purpose of that, right? They might be so far behind where you're coming from. Or like the benefits of, you know, teleseminars. If they're not tech savvy, they might see the word teleseminar and think, oh, forget it, I can't do that. That's too technical. I don't even know how you would do a teleseminar. Now, in fact, it's very easy, right? But for your target audience, they might be perceiving that differently. So I think that you might want to get a little bit more specific about the things that you're talking about and how they affect your target audience. So an example would be here, like your title on this blog post is, you know, getting the party started on your Facebook fan page. So maybe it's more directed to your target audience by saying how to create a Facebook fan page that will help grow your coaching business if you don't even use Facebook. Or you know what I mean? Something that alludes to not being tech savvy. Does that work for you? Are you seeing where I'm coming from there?
I see where you're coming from. I don't, you know, I've had some reactions to that post from people that I have as clients and people that I want as clients.
Okay, and what kind of reaction did you have?
Well, they were really, you know, they didn't know how to get, you know, to get going in the conversation on their Facebook fan page, and these were tips that were really good for them.
Really good for them.
They were happy about it. I don't know if it helps me because, you know, now I'm telling them to do it. But, you know, it's, you know, that's what it is.
Well, it definitely helps you. It definitely helps you. And I think that the content is good, right? But all I'm saying is that I think that the people that responded to the post, the people that found it helpful already, they're people that you've already captured in your audience, right?
Yeah.
But I'm talking about for those people that you haven't reached yet, they might feel like that's above their head. You see what I mean? Like, for the people that are quote-unquote less tech-savvy, you might want to be communicating in an even more straightforward type of way. And I'm only referring to your title here. I'm not talking about the content of your
post.
The
content, okay.
Right, exactly. We're just talking about the title. See what I mean? So that way you can become more specific. So like the benefits of teleseminars, that's also like a very generic, it's a broad title. The content's great, but how does that specifically appeal to the coaching clients that you want to attract? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, and I get it now.
Okay, good. Okay, so really for me, based on the things that I've seen, your key takeaway in all of this is just that you need to get super specific. Because like, for example, when I look at your title tags or I look at the things that you're doing in SEO, I can see that you want to attract coaches. But when I look at your content, I don't necessarily see that you're specifically speaking to them.
Right? Okay.
So I want you to try to match those two things together because I think that will help you draw them in more closely. And so this goes for everything in your offerings. So, for example, I was looking at some of the packages that you've created. And your packages are awesome. But again, maybe they need to speak specifically to the needs of coaches. So, for example, under your services tab, actually, let me go to your packages. Under your services tab, you kind of list the things that you can offer. And then under your packages, you offer specific things like creating a newsletter or helping them launch their specific products or whatever, or creating a blog or something like that. But maybe some of the things that coaches have more difficulty with if they're not tech savvy are things like setting up calendar tools or setting up site maintenance. These are the kinds of more technical things that maybe freak people out, maybe setting up webinars or actually getting ready to launch a teleseminar. And so maybe you can create packages that speak a little bit more to the technical aspects of that.
Okay. This is great because this is exactly what I'm doing with them.
Awesome.
Yeah, but I didn't match it to my website, actually. It's just stuff that I'm doing because they come up to me and they tell me, well, I know you're a VA and I know you have a VA team, so I want to create a teleseminar or a webinar or whatever. And I'm like, okay, great. But I don't really show that these are the stuff that I'm doing on my website.
Exactly.
Which is really...
mm-hmm. Exactly. Because by doing that, whoever your target person is, right, the non-tech savvy coach, comes and goes, oh my gosh, she's my angel. She does, you know, teleseminar setups and my webinar setups, and I don't have to worry about anything. I can pay her and I can just get on the call and do my work. And she's going to do all of that for me. And so if you have that readily available to them for them to see, it makes it easy for them to make that choice.
Okay.
Okay, so some more strategic ideas, or I should say tactics, about things that you can do. One thing that I think would be really neat for you to do on your website that would kind of open up the scope of the way that you can network online would be to create something like a coach's showcase. And the way that I envision this, and of course I want you to take it and put your own appeal and feel to it, and you know, you can accept it or reject it. But the idea here is for you to pitch coaches directly, like your ideal clients directly, to answer a few questions for you about what they do and how they help people. And then maybe, like, you know how you see a lot of people doing, you know, the Friday follow, and they pick one person and they kind of write a little bio about that person. They ask that person a few questions and then they post it on their site, and then they go out into their social networks and they promote that one Friday follow of that person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could do this in the same way, but it could be called like a coach's showcase. And so, for example, give me a coach that you know of off the top of your head.
Someone I'm working right now. I have a call with her in a few minutes.
Uh-huh.
Julie Downey.
Okay, so let's say Julie is amazing and she works with, you know, specifically women businesses. Let's just say that hypothetically, because I'm not familiar with her, so I don't know what she does. So you could create a showcase for her on your site on, for example, a Friday, and then share it out with your social networks. So this is a way for you to network with people who are in your ideal target market by showcasing their work. And you can do this week after week after week. And this will give you, I don't want to say an excuse, but that's what it is really, to reach out to these people who are in your target market and say, hey, listen, I would like to showcase you on my website. Would that be okay with you? I'd like to ask you a few questions and let people know that you're out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then It will also kind of build this community of coaches around you. So that's something that you could do. And you could showcase them, you know, for different kinds of coaches, a fitness coach, a business coach, lifestyle coaches, creative coaches, things like that.
Okay.
So here are some specific tactics that I think that you can try. Because if you really want to have immediate leads, if you really want to be able to find a way to grow your business as quickly as possible, ironically, the web is one of the slower routes that you can take. So
yeah.
I'm gonna give you
it's true.
I'm gonna give you a couple of things that I think you can do immediately that will help you acquire clients within the next 30 days. And that first one is gonna be direct outreach, and that is to go and pitch coaches directly. And there's a variety of ways that you can do this. You can do this through their website. You can do this through LinkedIn. But first, you, of course, want to research them. You want to figure out specifically how you can help them. And then in your pitch to them, you're going to tell them specifically how you think you can help them and how you can benefit them. Now, of course, there's a proper way to do this, and there's a very improper way to do it. And so if it's something that you feel uncomfortable with, it's probably not the way to go about it. You know what I mean? Use that as a guide in determining how you're going to pitch people. So maybe you want to establish a relationship with them through social media first, just simply by connecting with them, maybe leaving them a message so that you get their attention. And then you can follow that up with a direct outreach, so a properly composed email or message that you could send to them. And you would open that email by saying, you know, hi, Jane. I recently connected with you on Twitter, and I thought, blah, 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 okay?
I actually used to do that a lot, and I got some clients from that. Then I got, I felt like I didn't want to do this anymore, but that was for the time being. Doesn't mean that I'm not going to start redoing that, because I had, like, a really nice composed email, and I only contact and reach out to people that I've met either in person or I have, you know, a relationship with, or I'm participating in some kind of program with, and I really think I can, you know, help them and stuff like that. I don't do cold anything.
Right.
But I don't know. For some reason, I stopped, but I'll get back to it.
Why do you think that you stopped, maybe?
I stopped. The first thing was, like, I felt like I was begging.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, so this isn't feeling, because I'm really into my feelings a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't feeling right to me. So I stopped and I started over again. And then I was like, okay, maybe I need to take a break from, you know, pitching to people. And some people, I did get a really good client from that, and she's still with me. And so it's a tactic that really works.
It does.
But it has to be, maybe I need, since I'm moving and growing, maybe I need to revise the way that I approach. Maybe that's what I need to do.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely want to create an approach that's comfortable with you. But I think also you want to think about your mindset behind it, because I think you said something that was really important, and that's that you felt like you were begging. And the truth is that you're actually providing an incredible service to this person by offering to help them in a way that maybe they haven't found the time to reach out for help for. So, for example, imagine this person's on the other side of their computer screen and they're going, oh my gosh, I just wish I could find somebody who could help me with this. I just wish I had someone who I could delegate to. I don't have time to find a VA. I don't have time to go out there and figure out if this is somebody that I can trust. I'm so overwhelmed. Let me just continue doing the things that I need to do to get by.
Yeah.
And they're not reaching out because they're stuck.
They don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. They're stuck behind their wall. So by actually reaching out to them and saying, hey, I think I can help you grow your business in this way, you're doing them a favor, right? You're actually helping them by bridging the gap between them having to go out and find you and figure out if you're really a reliable resource. So I think that, and I think this is so common, especially with solo entrepreneurs. We feel like going out and directly contacting people in that way can be overly aggressive and it can feel like pushy. But the truth of the matter is that if you do it in a way that resonates well with you in terms of the way that you've laid out whatever it is that you're saying in your email, and you're being truly helpful, and you're truly looking to solve a problem, the worst the person can say is, I'm not interested right now. And you can't feel bad about that. So
No, I never do.
Yeah, it's definitely something that you should consider, especially since you've had success with it. So that's great. Okay, I'm going to start flying through the rest of these because we're getting close to time here.
Yeah.
Okay, so attending network events as a speaker. You could talk about productivity. You can talk about how people are using virtual assistants to leverage their businesses in everyday living. So you might be talking to coaches that don't necessarily have an online presence but still have a coaching business and figuring out how to get them to that place. And so if you can set yourself up as an authority and talk in front of a group, that will be a great way for you to be able to do that. You can look at other businesses that are serving coaches and develop a referral partnership. So, for example, look at a lot of the larger scale people that have like online training programs where they're teaching people how to do online marketing or how to develop an online presence. And you serve a lot of those types of activities. For example, you do the newsletters, you help people launch. So these people, they might pay for these high-end courses to learn how to do this, to learn how to launch an online business, so to speak. And yet they're not technically savvy enough to get it all done themselves. So if you partner with someone who's got, you know, this list of 100,000 people that want to build websites and start online businesses, you can say, hi, I'd like to be a referral partner for you. I can help the people that you're serving actually be more successful, because instead of you telling them, oh, you need to go out and start a website, and then they go home and they never get it done because they don't know what to do, you can help them be more successful by actually helping them carry out and implement what they're learning, right?
Yeah.
So developing referral partnerships is going to be another great way. Believe it or not, free advertising on sites like Craigslist and the Startup Nation Classifieds ad, Entrepreneur.com Classifieds ad, and Sales Spider, which is another online networking for business professionals website, are great resources for virtual assistants to publish little classified ads that let people know that you're, you know, available in your services. What I have found is that you need to strategically pick the cities. Like, so for example, on Craigslist, you need to strategically pick the cities that you want to put your ad in, so that you're attracting the kind of people that are probably going to be most likely using your resources. So that's probably places like, if you're focusing on the United States, that's going to be like DC, that's going to be New York, San Fran, places like that. Also, sending personalized letters and asking for referrals from your current clients, because your current clients are a great resource. They're a testament to who you are and the work that you do. So you want to be able to come out and ask for referrals and then follow up and follow through. And so here's your action step, okay? I want you to create a 30-day marketing calendar. And what I want you to do is each day I want you to execute pre-identified marketing tactics. So I want you to pick like 3 or 4 of the tactics that we've talked about today, and then I want you to plan out each step you need to execute them, and I want you to lay them out in advance for 30 days. Because a lot of times we know what we need to do for marketing, but we don't do it because we become so overwhelmed with all the other things that we do, or we just don't do them. So if you set aside the time and say, okay, this hour I'm going to focus on writing a pitch to one person, or this hour I'm going to post a new ad in Craigslist, whatever it is, do those things for the next 30 days consistently. and then see what your results are like.
Yeah, it's true. Because the you know, we know what we have to do, but just actually doing the day-to-day marketing, sometimes, apart from like the newsletter we publish and the blog post, we know we have to do every week. We're like, okay, that's it.
Exactly. It's easy to get yourself off the hook, right?
Yeah.
So why the reason that I say plan for 30 days and write out every single step, I mean, take a couple of hours and write out every single step for 30 days and then put it in your calendar is because you can't avoid it then, because you know what you need to do. You know the time that you've allocated to do it, and you just have to get it done. And if you can do that, you're going to be much more likely to see the results of that, because you can't just say, oh, something came up and I didn't get to it. Oh, I did my blog post this week. That's good enough, you know? And the thing is that I like to say for 30 days, because when you do something for 30 days, it tends to become a habit for you.
Exactly.
So if you can get through one 30-day session of doing this, it's going to become autopilot. And I think that that's going to serve you incredibly well in your business.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Those are great tips.
Great. I'm glad that you find them useful.